WRCO-FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Good morning. The time is 5 o'clock, and it is 53 degrees.
ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu.
Fernando Valenzuela has pitched a no-hitter at 10:17 in the evening.
The late Dodgers broadcaster Vin Scully on the call of Valenzuela's 1990 no-hitter of the Cardinals. The Dodgers announced Valenzuela's death in a Los Angeles hospital. He inspired Fernando Mania that year, winning Rookie of the Year and Cy Young honors in 1981. No cause of death given. Fernando Valenzuela was 63 years old. McDonald's has pulled the Quarter Pounder hamburger sandwich from its restaurants in 10 states. 49 people sickened by an E. coli outbreak. McDonald's thinks it's either the ground beef or the onions on the sandwich. Of the 49 cases, one person died. A federal judge ordered bankrupt former Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani to surrender his New York City apartment and other prized possessions to two Georgia election workers who won their $148 million defamation lawsuit against him. This is ABC. Michael Jeffries, one-time chief executive clothier Abercrombie & Fitch, to be freed on $10 million bond after being indicted by a federal grand jury accused of running for decades in an international prostitution and sex trafficking operation forcing male models into lewd acts, telling them their careers were at stake. Breon Peace is U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of New York.
Jeffries is using his power, his wealth, and his influence to traffic men for his own sexual pleasure and that of his romantic partner, Matthew Smith.
Who is also indicted. In 1993, Susan Smith rolled her car into a lake in South Carolina, drowned her two sons who were strapped into their car seats, claimed a black carjacker did it. Now 53, Susan Smith is up for parole. Prosecutors had sought a death sentence for Smith, but the jury disagreed. A parole hearing for Smith is scheduled for November 20th. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to make your homeownership dream come true.
A high today of just 57 degrees expected. Partly sunny, breezy, and cooler. Northwest winds 8 to 18. Mainly clear and frosty tonight. A low of 31 with light winds. Thursday morning sun gradually giving way to clouds. Turning a bit breezy, a high of 64. Then Friday, a high near 60 with sunshine. Upper 50s Saturday and low 60s for Sunday. Right now we have an east to northeast wind at 7 miles per hour, making it feel a little cooler. Yesterday's high was 70 here at the studios. Right now it is 53 degrees. That's a look at weather today, Wednesday, October 23rd, as we officially begin the broadcast day.
So proudly we hail. Oh Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, Christ shall come with shouts of acclamation to take me home. What joy shall fill my heart? Then I will bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then
Connie Smith, as we start the day in a positive way, How Great Thou Art. Faith Hill opened up our broadcast day with a version of the national anthem. Good morning, friends. 10 minutes after 5 o'clock. Phil Nee with you today. After cruising around yesterday, boy, the leaves are really nice. I wasn't expecting much because of the long fall and late frost, but we're starting to get some very picturesque hills, that's for sure. And I noticed that on my little journey to Viola, the Kickapoo High School, last night, and a very, very nice drive. So a good drive this morning. Be careful, though. Little animals are out running around, and you want to get there on time. You don't want to have a bad day for you and, of course, the little animals, too. We'll check sports scores coming up in just a little while. This is Mo Bandy as we start the chores Wednesday, October 23rd.
You haven't heard the last of me, and I give up until you see all. You won't admit it, but your heart has got the upper hand. And I know that the time has come to make you understand. On true romance, and we never gave our love a chance. Oh, it's so easy to let a lover slip away, and I know if I had the chance, I could make you stay.
got time. One more song.
One more song.
Then we'll have to move along. Another town. Another crowd.
Conway Twitty on the Light in the Milk House Show and Play Guitar Play. Don't forget, the Muscatine American Legion Post 85 will host Burgers in the Park tonight from 3:30 until 8 o'clock. And the Lone Rock Congregational Church Chicken Supper will take place tonight from 4 until 6:30 at the church. Meal tickets priced at $15 must be purchased prior to tonight's event. Tickets are available at many Lone Rock merchants and congregation members. The meal is drive-up and carry-out only. The Richland Center United Methodist Church Annual Harvest Auction will be held tonight. It starts at 6 at 400 East Seminary Street.
This is Kenny Anderson. Ithaca Schools has always supported all types of students, from local to school choice to foreign exchange students. They look to have all students strive no matter their post-graduation goals. I have had 5 exchange students who excelled at Ithaca due to the welcoming atmosphere. We have had 3 children graduate from Ithaca High School. One will be completing electrical distribution in the spring. One will complete her doctorate of veterinary medicine degree also in the spring. And our oldest has her RN and will complete her advanced practice nurse practitioner degree in another year. All took their own path but had a great base from their education received at Ithaca Schools. The teachers, administration, and staff encourage students to consider all options for the future and support that next level, whatever that may be. So on November 5th, please vote yes for the referendum.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
5:20 the time, a look at sports. This morning is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Last night in WIAA Tournament Volleyball, North Crawford advanced with a 3-set sweep over Lafarge. They will play at Ithaca on Thursday. Winnewuck Center was a win by sweep over Cooley Christian as well. Wazika Steuben ended the year for Weston in 4 sets. Also in Division 4, Kickapoo swept Riverdale. It was Fenimore getting the sweep over Boscobel. Wisconsin Heights
3-1 over Iowa Grant. Southwestern 3-1 over River Ridge. Luther got the win by sweep over Prairie du Chien. They advanced to play at Richland Center on Thursday night. And River Valley with a win against Wesby, 3-1. River Valley will play Dodgeville in the next round. And in tournament soccer from last night, Faith Christian and Mauston tied at 2. Mauston won on a shootout 4-2. And Dodgeville Mineral Point advanced against Cambridge Deerfield 5-1 the final. Jefferson was the winner against Prairie du Chien River Ridge Seneca 9-1. Sauk Prairie end of the year for Reedsburg 6-0. LeBron James and Bronny James became the first father and son to play in the NBA together when they checked into the game together in the second quarter of the Lakers' season opener. LeBron James, the 39-year-old top scorer in the NBA, while his 20-year-old namesake son was a second-round pick by the Lakers last summer. It was a win for the Lakers over Minnesota, 110-103, and Boston over New York, 132-109. The Bucks began their season with a game at Philadelphia this evening. And that is an update on sports.
Cord & Main offers quality, affordable furniture, mattresses, home decor options for all styles. Stop in downtown Richland Center for in-stock items as well as customizable styles today. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, your Trane heating and air conditioning system dealer, providing quality service and superior products. It's hard to stop a Trane. And WP Dental, providing modern dental care, helping create healthy, beautiful smiles Monday through Friday. Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust, Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
All right, kids, if you're ready, brace yourself. It's aerobic polka time. Here we go.
that's Babe Wagner and the Doghouse Polka. That's a place where I can relate to right there. Bill Nee with you on the old Light in the Milk Cow Show. Getting started early today with Farron Young.
I'm the center of attention in this barroom, 'cause I've got the biggest heartache of the year. And each night those swinging doors reach out for me and draw me in. I'll say no each night, and I'll come back to wind me up again. Wind me up, turn me on, and watch me cry for you. Lately drinking warm red wine is all I wanna do. And I never know how tight I'll wind me up till I walk in. But I don't care, 'cause I'll be back to wind me up again.
Bank and spend my last thin dime on wine, women and song. Well, one of these nights you're gonna come home, you find it's coming home to you. You see what you've done, and what's good for one, it's all so good for two. And I give up your wine. Women and song.
Loretta Lynn on WRCO, the Light in the Milk House show. The forecast calls for a lot cooler day today than yesterday's 70 degrees. Up to 57 today, partly sunny, breezy, and cooler. Northwest winds at 8 to 18. Mainly clear and frosty tonight, a low of 31. And Thursday morning sun gradually giving way to clouds, turning a bit breezy and a high of 64 degrees. It is 52 in Richland Center.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by Harchi Lumber, serving you with all of your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
Some crop price optimism, and the Blue Jackets have returned to Indy. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Pioneer Brand Corn is part of a winning team that includes deep local knowledge and on-farm support. Pioneer Brand Corn, your best year starts here. First, a market analyst says he's expecting the grain markets to recover from the recent downturn in prices. Richard Brock tells Brownfield there was a lot weighing on the markets last week. It was the heaviest week for the U.S. corn harvest. Soybean harvest is wrapping up, and South America got rain, alleviating drought concerns.
Now I think what's going to happen is the harvest pressure is going to wrap up by the end of this week, if not earlier. And I don't think the buyers are covered at all. And now everybody that has to sell will benefit from the cheap prices because demand will pick up at this level.
Brock says feed buyers are purchasing corn and soybean meal.
You know, they don't buy when they think it's going down. And so they got to be convinced it's done going down. And then they'll scramble because our exports are miserable and prices are cheap. And I think you'll see the exports of corn and soybeans and products come back here pretty aggressively.
Brock says if you're a grain seller in this market and don't want to sell, store grain and try to avoid storage fees as much as possible. The 97th annual National FFA Convention is now underway, and nearly 77,000 members are in Indianapolis to participate in competition and develop their leadership skills. Brownfield's Erin Anderson is there.
National FFA President Amara Jackson of Michigan tells Brownfield this week is an opportunity for all members to engage.
When we allow ourselves to engage, when we connect with others, that is when the magic happens. And so it's my hope this week that students take a chance to look around them.
Central Region Vice President Kenyon Huntington of Iowa says it's going to be a bittersweet week.
When you think about gathering 70,000 of the most talented youth in the country, it just makes you smile. And we're getting these students not only in touch with others from around the country, but with business people and companies so they can see their future, whether that's in agriculture or outside of it.
I'm Erin Anderson for Brownfield.
The new executive director for the Wisconsin Corn Promotion Board wants to get more farmers involved in promoting corn. Brenda Damrow-Gudex was recently promoted by the board from communications director to lead the organization. She tells Brownfield expanding the markets for Wisconsin's corn farmers is just one of her goals.
To really increase membership and to make sure that the corn farmers here in Wisconsin know what the promotion board and the growers association is doing for everyone, and making sure that we have a place to sell our corn and increasing corn grind at the end of the day.
Gudex says it's important to work closely with both the Wisconsin Corn Growers Association and the Wisconsin Corn Promotion Board. Gudex began her duties as executive director September 20th. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. On Saturday, November 9th, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., we will be having the 21st Annual Ladies' Night at our Richland Center store only. 10 to 25% off on many items throughout the store. There will be food, games, prizes, and fun, and the first 100 customers receive a gift bag. So watch for ads, listen to the radio, and check us out on Facebook for this great night of fun at our Richland Center store only. Thanks for stopping in, and as always, we appreciate your business.
A slow day for direct cash cattle trade and cash hogs into the day higher. Good morning. I'm Megan Grabner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity was quiet again Tuesday. Pretty typical. Bids and asking prices have yet to be established. Significant trade volume will likely hold out until sometime Thursday or into Friday, especially with the USDA's cattle on feed numbers out Friday afternoon. At the Callaway Livestock Center in Missouri, steer calves under 700 pounds and heifer calves under 600 pounds were lightly tested. There were several groups of 500 to 550 pound steers that sold $5 to $7 lower, and several groups of 550 to 600 pound heifers that were steady to $5 lower. The USDA says quality wasn't as strong as the previous week's offering. Demand was moderate to good on a moderate offering. Feeder supply included 52% steers. Medium and large one feeder steers, 768 to 791 pounds, brought $252.50 to $254. Feeder steers, 866 to 890 pounds, brought $242.75 to $246.25. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 609 to 626 pounds, brought $271.25 to $276.10. Box beef closed mixed with light to moderate demand for moderate offerings. Choice up $1.10 at $323.96. Select closed $1.41 lower at $294.80. Estimated cattle slaughter was 123,000 head, down 2,000 on the week and down more than 4,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed higher with a solid negotiated run. This is the most aggressive processors have been in recent weeks. Strong demand for U.S. pork on the global market continues to be a bright spot and is helping provide some price support. The market continues to see some pressure, though, from uncertainty around long-term domestic demand and the ample supplies of market-ready hogs. Bears and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed $1.89 higher with a weighted average of $77.11. No comparison at the Iowa, Minnesota, or the Western Corn Belt, but weighted averages of $77.47 and $77.41. Pork values closed lower Tuesday, down 97 cents at $97.27. Loins were sharply lower. Estimated hog slaughter was 488,000 head, down 1,000 on the week and up more than 7,000 on the year. And at the CME, live and feeder cattle were higher ahead of widespread direct business and Friday's on feed numbers. And lean hog futures ended the day mostly higher on spread trade, with cash higher and wholesale prices lower during the session. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to two more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
Proper nutrition for your livestock is as close as Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. The team at the co-op is pleased to offer economy brand feed, providing a balanced ration at a great price without sacrificing quality. From a few bags to bulk on the farm delivery, they have you covered. Talk to the co-op for more details or to schedule a visit. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut, Reedsburg, 524-3815.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
Direct cattle business was quiet Tuesday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. You are made for farming. So is Stein. Each year, you look to make the most of every opportunity and to find success on your own terms. Stein Seed Company is right there with you. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn were up. It looks like both might have put in their harvest lows. November beans were 10 and 3 quarters higher at $9.91 and 3 quarters. January was up 10 and 3 quarters at $10 and a half a penny. December corn was 7 higher at $4.16 and a half. March was up 6 at $4.29 and a quarter. Live and feeder cattle were higher ahead of this week's direct business. December live was up $1.30 at $188.12, and February was $1.20 higher at $188.82. November feeders were $2.32 higher at $248.92. And hogs were mostly higher on spread trade and steady to firm cash. December was up $85 at $79.12, and February was $55 higher at $82.80. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
putting our best food forward on child nutrition. Today on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Dr. Priscilla Posse is a longtime leader in the pediatrics profession, a trustee for the National Medical Association, and an advocate for child nutrition.
We do a lot of food security screening, and with that, it allows us to do education. And we can offer some opportunities or pathways of where they can access foods. But then how they're eating and how they're preparing food is also an important part of nutrition.
Posse says when it comes to what kids eat, somebody has to be the grown-up.
Oftentimes, kids are not making the food choices early on as children. They eat what they are served or what they see on the table or what's in their refrigerator. And so it's really important for the adults in the household to be buying these nutritious foods and making sure that children are exposed.
And says Posse, parents also have to be wary of being taken in by nutritional claims, such as plant-based products as a replacement for real dairy products.
There's something in their informational gathering that translated that milk is not healthy or a plant-based beverage is healthier than milk. But really looking at the nutritional facts, it's very clear where the best nutrient option is with milk versus our plant-based beverages.
I'll have more with Dr. Posse tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30, offering a range of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves. They also host feeder cattle sales every Friday morning at 9. This Friday, don't miss their combination sale featuring an all-Holstein and Angus cross sale. For more details, visit BloomingtonLivestock.com or give them a call at 608-994-2020. Bloomington Livestock Exchange, where quality meets tradition.
What happened to those record butter prices? I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. A marketing advisor says domestic butter sales have slowed, but supplies are good. Robin Schmall with Ag Dairy LLC tells Brownfield cream was available early this year and more butter was made and put into cold storage, which contributed to strong spring and summertime sales, but also the recent backslide in butter prices.
Buyers say, well, you know, we're fairly well satisfied right now. So they didn't have to be aggressive buyers when normally they would have been. And that's why we've seen the decrease in butter price over the last 3 to 4 weeks.
Schmall says domestic buyers may have backed away from aggressive butter purchases, but
at the same time, we've seen an uptick in export demand for butter.
Schmall says less butter production from the European Union and Oceania helped U.S. butter exports. But there's another reason the export numbers look good.
We were so depressed on butter exports going into this year that even though we do see some increase there, it's magnified because we started from a lot lower level. So it's good to see that we're seeing some more growth in demand from the export market.
Schmall says U.S. retail and food service butter demand has been steady for several weeks, with some pre-holiday upticks in demand starting to show. Cash dairy prices were lower Tuesday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey remained unchanged at 60 and a quarter, 7 sales. 40-pound cheese blocks down 3 cents at 189, just 1 sale. Cheese barrels down 7 cents to 191, 1 sale there. Butter down 5 and a quarter cents at 267 and 3 quarters, 3 sales. Non-fat dry milk down 2 and 3 quarters to 136, 16 sales were made in the non-fat dry milk market. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Find more market information online at Brownfield Ag News.
October is Soybean Cyst Nematode Action Month, and Troy Bauer with BASF encourages growers to proactively sample fields for the destructive pest.
We are partnering with the SCN Coalition to raise awareness around this devastating pest in order for growers to raise their yield potential in their fields. And the first thing they can do is they can go out and dig roots in their soybean field and look for SCN females in season. But probably the best measure in terms of management strategies for the following year is to go out and collect soil samples. There's a number of labs that will analyze for SCN levels in your soil. The best time to do that is in the fall. So as growers consider action plans for the upcoming year, I would encourage them to reach out to their trusted agronomic advisor or BASF advisor to collect more information.
Visit SCNActionMonth.com to learn more.
National Farmers Day is always held in October because that's when many farmers are busy harvesting. In the past, farmers would be able to rest after the hard work of harvesting and work in the fields, but farm work is never done. Take a moment this month to thank a farmer for their year-round hard work. This message is a service of the Gokenauer Agency, your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Chet's Feed, Seed and Such prides itself with excellent quality, fair prices, and very helpful, friendly people. Located in Richland Center across from Kroska Park. And Premier Cooperative has exceeded expectations since 1893 with feed, seed, animal health, fertilizer, chemicals, propane, and Senex Pump 24.
5:46, 14 away from 6. We're at 52 degrees in Richland Center. The forecast for today calls for a high not a lot warmer than right now. Upper 50s with partly sunny conditions, mainly clear and frosty tonight, a low of 31 degrees. 52 currently at the WRCO studios on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge. Here's Glenn Campbell.
Together again, my tears have stopped falling. The long, long nights.
'cause we're together.
Together again on WRCO, Light in the Mill Cow Show today. We'll get Tony up with the weather coming up in just a couple of minutes here today on WRCO. We remind you, Second Harvest Mobile Food Pantry will be in downtown Gaze Mills today from 2 until 3. This will be a drive-through event as well. Let the greeter know if there is something in the day's selection you do not wish to receive, the number of people in your household. Those attending are asked to not arrive before 1:30.
Listen up, area contractors or handymen. All American Do It Center can help build your business. We have the tools and materials for the job, plus our rental center is here with equipment you may need from start to finish. Our delivery service can deliver to your job site's doorstep or rooftop, so you don't have to stop working. From deals on clearance items to continuing education and in-house charge accounts, we have you covered. Let our team at All American Do It Center help build your success. Visit allamericandoitcenter.com in Thomas, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists are experts in complete collision repair, paint matching, and restoration. Call 375-4434. Your hometown A&W serves juicy burgers, melty curds, and root beer floats. The double cheeseburger combo is only $7.99. Enjoy the place and the tastes that will take you back. The Paisley Star Quilt Shop and Country Depot has all your quilting gifts and decor. Be sure to like the Paisley Star, Highway 61 on Facebook. And Boscobel Lumber is your small town yard where service matters. From new construction to remodeling, let Boscobel Lumber help you with free estimates.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, a strong cold front was marching through Wisconsin overnight, causing some scattered light showers, mainly in the northern tip of the state. Gusty northwest winds coming in behind this, ushering in cooler, more seasonal air today. And tomorrow looks like a quiet day. We should see some early sun before clouds roll in from the west. The next front should arrive tomorrow evening, and that one has more moisture and a good chance of producing a nice rainfall across most of the Badger State. We're thinking rain amounts between a quarter and a half inch would be possible, so that'll definitely help the fire danger, as we've had such dry conditions generally for the last 6 weeks. It looks like we'll see seasonal weather for the weekend. Get out there and enjoy. Nice sunshine as well. Early next week turning quite windy. Gusty south winds will pull in somewhat warmer temperatures. Looks like a weather system could arrive Tuesday or Wednesday with a chance of some rain. Here's that forecast for today. Partly sunny, breezy, and cooler with highs in the upper 50s. Northwest wind at 8 to 18 miles an hour. Mainly clear and frosty tonight, falling down to 31 with light winds. Tomorrow morning sunshine gradually giving way to cloud cover, turning a bit breezy with a high of 64, south wind at 10 to 15. Tomorrow night should be a bit soggy with rain likely in the evening, gradually ending after midnight, lows falling to the mid-40s. Friday, scattered morning clouds, then sunny and breezy, high up to 59 degrees. Over the weekend, we should see a lot of sunshine, low temperatures in the low 30s. High temperatures around 57 on Saturday, 61 on Sunday. It will turn breezy on Sunday. Monday, partly sunny, breezy, and a bit warmer, high 65. Tuesday, partly sunny, windy, and even warmer, high all the way up to 76, a 30% chance of rain showers by night. Have yourself a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Right now in Richland Center, it is 51 degrees. Yesterday's top temperature was 70. Well, the record high, 83, was established in 1953. Also, on October 23rd of 1960, we bottomed out at 15. Last year's high was 64, while the low was 39. Sunset will happen at 6 minutes after 6 this evening. Sunrise time this morning, 7:25. We have a wind
wind from the east-southeast at 5 miles per hour. The barometer is at 29.95 on the rise. No precipitation today, and after a low of 48, we're at 50.